Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Someone said the players on the college level show more maturity than the coaches. Oftentimes they do. Yeah. They do. The college basketball coaches are babies, man.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
And it's weird, too, because the coaches tend to demand a certain level of maturity and professionalism from their players that they are not always themselves willing to extend.
It's wild. Yeah.
It's a little hypocritical sometimes.
It's wild. What percentage? Well, let me start off with this, B. Scott. Brandon Scott in for Seth Payne today. Welcome back in. We're going to try to predict what the 32 teams are going to do today at the owners' meeting when it comes to some of these rule changes that have been proposed. One of the things they are supposedly discussing, though, is the 18-game season, going from 17 games to 18 games.
Yeah.
Seth is not a fan of it.
Yeah.
I can go either way. It's more football. I do think that we are reaching critical mass with the human anatomy here,
right,
in terms
right.
of the amount of punishment players are taking. What do you want? Do you want the 18-game season?
Yeah, selfishly, I'll take more football. So, I feel like I'd be lying and disingenuous if I tried to, you know, do some hand-wringing on this, because I would just be here for it. You know what I mean? The next game, I would treat it like it the next game. Now, I'm probably a little bit more closer to the indifference part that you are, but I will say, like, when it was 16 games, I was against it going to 17. You know, so I just hate
odd numbers.
I really went
straight to 18.
Yeah, I hate odd numbers, but I also thought it was unnecessary. So, like, if I'm going to go with that same logic, I should probably hate this. But now I'm just kind of accepting of the way of the world. They're asking you to do more with less.
Yeah.
Now, the cap has gone up. The players are getting paid more money. So more work with the more money seems to make sense. As a consumer, I'd be here for it. I just feel it feels very unnecessary.
It feels, well, it's a money grab, obviously.
Yeah.
It's if they do it. I feel like a second bye week needs to somehow be part of this.
Yes.
I don't
know how they do it if they don't. Like,
right.
How they do it without a second bye week.
I've heard the suggestion. I don't think this would happen, but I've heard the suggestion that you go to 18 games, but other than quarterbacks and specialists, that everybody only plays 16 or 17. Like, there's a self-imposed bye week for maybe certain guys.
Yeah.
The strategy of that is interesting to me. It's a little gimmicky, but I think it's necessary maybe just to allow guys to rest.
That's also close to load management, a buzzword that we do not like in basketball,
and probably won't
like in football.
And which football has tried to, I think, generally as a sport, held itself above basketball from that perspective.
Correct.
Now, if it were for the Texans, let's say, that means you're playing the Cowboys every year, the 18th game is now like a rivalry game.
Oh.
Now, that gets interesting to me. I could definitely go for that, playing the Cowboys every year. I hate that they only play once every 4 years. So, you are a yes. It sounds like kind of a subdued yes.
I would go yes, because I don't want to be dishonest. Like, part of me wants to be sanctimonious about it, but no, I'd be here for
it. About 1,000 votes in the poll. Simple poll for NFL fans. Do you want an 18-game regular season? What do you think? I don't know if you've looked at it.
I have not looked at the poll. I saw that you put it up, but I have not looked at the results.
Okay, good. What do you think won that? Yes or no? And then I'll have you guess the percentage.
I'm going to go with yes.
You think more fans want it than don't want it?
Yes.
The 18 game regular season.
Yeah, I think on your poll, because, you know, obviously you cover football. So, yeah, you got a lot of football fans following you. Yes. And the percentage, I'm going to go, man, I think it's overwhelming. I think it's, I'm going to be conservative, though. I'm going to say it's 65%.
65%. Actually, no is the winner.
Get out of here.
No is the winner.
Really?
About 1,000 votes, so not an insignificant amount. 58.4% said no.
Really?
They don't want the 18th game. Now, we got some no's on the text page yesterday, and among the things that were brought up were there, like, I think there is a concern that just injuries are stacking up, and now they're starting to carry over into the next year. We saw some people say that the records, you can throw the record book out the window now, because now all these records are going to be based on 18 games and not 16 games or even 14 games, going back to OJ rushing for 2,000 yards in 14 games back in the day.
And see, petty me already does that, like when the Saquon Barkley chasing the Eric Dickerson record. I thought that was the most overplayed, ridiculous story that I wanted no part of the entire season. I'm like, no, there's an extra game.
So there you go. Yeah, almost 60% want no. All right, I want to make sure we get these in here.
Huh. Okay.
These are, I've got a handful of the rules that they're going to vote on today. I'm going to try to make sure we get the important ones. The biggest one is the tush push in your mind, right? In my mind, in your mind, is that yours?
It's the biggest one, and I think I'm on the opposite end of a lot of the tush push.
The tush push conversation?
Yeah, because I don't get the outrage.
You don't mind it?
I don't mind it.
Yeah. I've never liked it.
Actually, I more so mind the resistance. I don't necessarily like or dislike it. I just, from a strategic standpoint and from a, like, let's get rid of this. Let's get this out of the game because one team specifically is more successful at it than the other. Like, to me, that's the part that I just can't get with. It is a response to one specific team's success. And if this was the Pettycast, then maybe it would work great for the Pettycast. But, like, the rule changes are not a Pettycast. Like, it is to me a little bit of the coward's way out.
Yeah,
to me. So I am for keeping the tush push just off of principle.
All right. Well, we'll try to predict what we think happens with this. They're voting on it today. You need 24 votes to change a rule, to overturn something.
Okay.
Here's Adam Schefter laying out how the tush push vote today could play out.
It's going to take 24 votes here at the owners' meetings in Palm Beach, Florida, on Tuesday to get the tush push ban. That's a lot of votes to get, considering we know that the Eagles aren't going to vote for it, and they say that their former coordinators who become head coaches also aren't going to vote for it. That would be Kellen Moore, the former Eagles offensive coordinator in New Orleans. That would be Shane Steichen, the former Eagles offensive coordinator in Indianapolis. That would be Jonathan Gannon, the former Eagles defensive coordinator in Arizona. If that is the case, that's four votes that they would not be getting to overturn the tush push play. Now you need to come up with essentially a few more, and all of a sudden it wouldn't pass. But the one thing that I don't think can be underestimated here is if Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, doesn't want this play in the game, somehow the league is pretty good and convincing at finding the votes it needs to get the support it wants to get the play banned.
All right, so that was Adam Schefter. This feels like the movie. You ever see the movie The American President?
Yeah.
With Michael Douglas?
Yeah, yeah.
And what's the redhead's name that he dates in that movie?
Oh, damn it, you would ask me.
She was in The Sopranos for an episode, too. God, what is her name?
I don't remember that.
Is it Annette Bening?
Annette Bening. It is Annette Bening.
Good pool, Ben.
Ben's our movie expert.
There we go.
It's Annette Bening. There was some ecological bill they were trying to get passed.
Yep.
And they literally had, like, a gigantic war room wall with faces of all the voters, all the people in the Senate and Congress and things like that.
Yep.
And they're literally counting the votes.
Yep.
I wonder if Howie Roseman has that. Do we have the votes?
Yeah.
I need I just need nine.
Yeah.
I just need nine votes.
I
know I got Gannon. You know, like,
I like the
Sirianni's image. Sirianni's hanging up the phone like, just got off the phone with Cohen.
Yeah.
He's on our side on this one.
Yeah. I like the image of their mugs up there and them taking a Sharpie up there and crossing them off.
No, they just put up the picture of the 32 coaches from the league meeting.
Yeah.
And they put happy faces on the ones that have the votes. Okay, prediction time.
Yeah.
When we come in tomorrow, well, Seth is not here, if you come in tomorrow, but when we all wake up tomorrow,
sure,
is the tush push still legal?
I don't think it is.
You think it gets voted down? You think they get 24 votes to get rid of it,
I think they get the votes, but also that caveat that we heard at the end there from Adam Schefter. He's like, either they're going to get the votes.
Well, Roger wants, or Roger gets.
Or Roger going to find a way. And I tend to believe that.
Roger's Michael Douglas in
this. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say I'm going to say it is not legal.
Okay.
Even though I am in support of it, or I'm just against the fervor against it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
this team does it well. They should deserve to do it well.
Yep.
My solution to it is, and it used to be this way, ban anybody pushing their own teammate forward. I think I've always thought that's counterintuitive. Like, no, it's not rugby here. Like, let the guy run the play out and let the defense get an opportunity to bring him down. I don't like guys shoving their teammates forward. You get rid of that, you get rid of the tush push.
Yeah, for whatever reason, I don't actually even remember, and it hasn't been that long since this became legal, but I don't remember that era. So, like, I just, for as long as I can remember,
lived in a world.
It actually has been okay to push your guy.
Yeah.
It actually kind of has been rugby. And so, in my mind, it kind of is.
The other rule that is, I think, relevant to the Texans, given the fact that whenever they make the playoffs, they seem to win their division and get the 4 seed, like literally, practically every year.
Yeah.
All 8 seasons, they made the postseason, other than, I think, one. They were the 3. But the last 2 years, they've been the 4 seed with a 10-7 record, and more importantly, for purposes of this conversation, have played a wild card team, the 5 seed, with a better record than them during the regular season.
Yep.
Now, blown the doors off of both of them.
Yep. Got to host them. Yep.
Yep. But Cleveland was 11-6 when the Texans played them 2 years ago. The Chargers were 11-6 when the Texans played them last year.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit has proposed a rule where all 4 division winners would make the playoffs, and plus 3 wildcard teams, but the seeding would be done by record.
Yeah.
What do you want? What do you think happens?
No, I do support this 100%.
You do?
And it's awkward.
Judas!
It's awkward because I don't support it from a Texan standpoint, and so I don't like the local how it would affect us locally.
Right.
And so to that end, though, I would just challenge the Texans to just have a better record, to just be better, and then this won't have to affect us at all, and I'd be fine with that. Like, hey, win your division, but also be the 2 seed or the 3 seed. Like, let's do what Will Anderson Jr. said at the end of the year and not lose to the Jets and blow the game against even the Lions.
Or the Titans.
Or lose to the Titans at home. Like, let's try not to do that, and maybe we're a higher seed.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't like how it could impact the Texans if they continue to do things the way they've done it the last 2 years, but I do think this is the right thing to do.
I wonder if they're voting for it. I wonder if the Texans are voting in favor of this.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I like it, it's
because they would be voting against their own interest, but at the same time, it'd be like, this makes sense.
Yeah, it does, and yet I would vote against it because I'm a big believer. If you're going to have divisions, make them mean something significant. And I get it. You win your division, you're in the postseason, you're in the dance. I'm just a big believer. If you have divisions, then you reward the division winner with not just being in there, but you reward them with. I feel like home field advantage is an appropriate reward, even if you're winning your division 9-8.
The only issue is that we understand that not all divisions are created equal, and
thank God.
As occupiers of the AFC South, nobody knows that probably better than us.
That's it. That is what we do. We occupy the AFC South.
Yeah. So I mean, look. To me, I think this is an actual fair rule change proposal.
You think it passes?
I do. I do think this.
You think that one? So you think
this one makes the most sense?
So you think both the tush push ban and the reseeding both pass?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
I think, boy, I think I'm Oppo. I wrote a piece on the Houston Press about this today, and I think I went Oppo on both of those. Oh, we should bet on this. Should bet a little lunch or something like that.
Yeah, we could do that.
Little Beck's primage.
Yeah, we could do that.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Brandon Scott in for Seth Payne. Up next, the biggest name free agent still out there was seen working out with a future teammate possibly. What is the head coach of this team saying about this free agent? And then we got something at the total opposite end of the free agent spectrum, a former Texan. We've got that for you coming up next.